We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Mix. I know Mike from Federal Way is. Mike, are you there?
I am here and I'm ready to beat Steve.
Yeah. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Mike has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What 90s sitcom did Will Smith star in?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Correct. What candy slogan tells you to have a break?
Kit Kat.
Yes. Who is releasing a new album titled The Tortured Poets Department tomorrow?
Pass.
Scottie Pippen played 12 seasons for what NBA team?
Bulls.
Yes. How many days did Pamela Anderson know Tommy Lee before marrying him?
Oh. 3?
No.
4?
Yes. The first Chuck E. Cheese opened in what California city?
Ooh, Sacramento.
No.
Los Angeles.
No.
San Francisco.
No. Joe Exotic is from what Netflix documentary?
Ooh, Tiger King.
Yes. Karen Elaine Johnson is better known as what View talk show host?
Pass.
The world's tallest uninterrupted waterfall, Angel Falls, is located in what South American country?
Ooh, Brazil?
No.
Colombia?
No.
Venezuela?
It is Venezuela, but was it too late?
No.
It wasn't?
Danny says count it.
All right, we're going to count it, Mike. So with that, then you get 6 correct.
Ah.
Okay, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not amazing. I think it's going to be pretty close, actually.
I agree.
Yeah?
Especially considering how the first...
If it's another tie...
Could be a day of close calls.
Ooh, let's see. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What 90s sitcom did Will Smith star in?
Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Heck yeah.
Let's do it.
What candy slogan tells you to have a break?
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
Yes.
Kit Kat.
Who is releasing a new album titled The Tortured Poets Department tomorrow?
Slipknot. That would be awesome, but it's Taylor Swift.
It is. Scottie Pippen played 12 seasons for what NBA team?
Chicago Bulls.
Yes. How many days did Pamela Anderson know Tommy Lee before marrying him?
6.
No.
9.
No.
3.
No. The first Chuck E. Cheese opened in what California city?
San Francisco?
No.
San Diego?
No.
Los Angeles?
No. Oh. Joe Exotic is from what Netflix documentary?
Tiger King.
Yes. Karen Elaine Johnson is better known as what View talk show host?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes. The world's tallest uninterrupted waterfall, Angel Falls, is located in what South American country?
The name of South American country? Peru?
No.
Brazil?
No.
Madrid?
No.
Are these even in South America?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Steve, we predicted it. You got 6 correct, which is another tie. 6-6.
Man.
Good job.
I feel you, Mike. Good job as well.
And might I add that I feel like we must confess to you that Danny really allowed him to have 6 correct. So if we get blown up on the text lines, it's Danny's fault.
Yep.
So it is a tie. It is a tie.
Oh, someone said, BS, you only get 1 guess after your time is up.
No, my fault. It's Danny's fault.
No, the timer ran out.
Right
on the last question, or on the last guess, so I gave it to him.
Oh, I'll have to go back and listen. Yeah. And give my 2 cents on this. I feel like Danny might have screwed Steve.
A little bit. The first Chuck E. Cheese opened in what California city? You said... San Francisco, San Diego. I was hoping you were going to stay on that.
San Jose?
San Jose.
San Jose.
Yep. in 1977.
Wow, 77,
right?
It's been around for a minute.
It has.
We're bringing it back on Saturday, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it went anywhere, but.
No, it did not.
No. And the world's tallest unearthed Angel Falls is in Venezuela. That's one Mike kind of got correct.
I don't even know if I named the South American country or anything.
Honestly, I have absolutely no idea either. So.
We are your geography leaders.
You said Peru.
Is that in South America?
Sure is.
Okay.
What else did you say?
One of them says Brazil.
I said Madrid.
Madrid's in Spain.
Yeah, I don't think Madrid.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Did I say Tequila? I'm not sure. I'm positive.
That for sure is in South America.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on tying.
Do you recall ever having two ties in one day?
No.
This might be the first of its kind.
How many days was Pam and Tommy together before they got married?
Four.
Four. Oh, so close.
You were. But not close enough.
So I said, yeah, go back and listen, Steve. He guessed at least twice after the time was up. Beat Migs police. Pull over.
I like that at least someone is standing up
another
for the integrity.
Text. Robbery. Go back and listen. Two guesses after the music started. Or stopped. Sorry.
That's why I had to throw Danny under the bus right there, because I know people would be hating, but give the hate to Danny. That's
you did fine. Not make that call.
He called it.
Yeah, I'll take the ticket.
I supported the choice, though. I was supportive.
I'm going to call in and play cellmates tomorrow with it.
Yep. Well, you're still going to be cuffed, because you don't get out that quick.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers tricked a woman into sending them hundreds of dollars and giving them her social security number? We're going to tell you about it after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, police in Ohio are investigating a scam where someone pretending to be Aaron Rodgers tricked a woman into sending them hundreds of dollars them her social security number.
Do we even need to ask how old this woman is?
How old do you think she is, probably?
I'm saying at least 60. Ooh. Over 60. I say between 60 and 70. I mean 63?
Yeah.
Do we have an age on it?
I don't know that it does have an age on it. I know. I thought maybe you knew. I really thought maybe you knew. I have not seen her age on this story.
Can somebody see if they can find the age of this woman? Because I am curious to know how old the woman is. Sure, I'm sorry.
No, I don't know.
Like, yeah, I have no idea.
I do know that this woman in Ohio was robbed by a person claiming to be Aaron Rodgers online. They met on the app called Viber.
I don't even know what that means.
Viber is, it's kind of like a, I don't know if you can like compare it to WhatsApp or something like that, but just like a messaging center.
Okay.
Or like Slack, that kind of thing.
And so Aaron Rodgers is just hanging out on there.
Chilling on Viber.
Well, yeah, he's trying to meet the people, talk to some people.
Oh my gosh.
Get them all ready for the football season.
So she and Aaron talked for a couple of months and she was confident that it was him. Because
why?
In his profile picture, he was wearing a Green Bay Packers hat.
Well done. But he doesn't play on the Green Bay
Packers. Doesn't even play for the Packers anymore.
He plays for the Jets. That should be, I mean, there already should have been a few red flags. But you would think that at least that would be the one that would raise somebody's eyebrow, being like, you know, this might not be Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Did she tell her friends and family, hey, I'm talking with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
You know, because remember we talked to that dude that worked at a bank and he says, yeah, we are trained to ask questions when somebody wants to pull out some money to give it to someone. Like, hey, what is this? How did you meet this person? Have you ever met this person? Like, vet them to make sure that they're not getting duped by a scammer.
Well, she also said that he was talking about himself personally, so it must have been him.
What does that even mean?
Who knows?
I'd like to throw balls. I'm Aaron Rodgers. And I like hallucinogenics and dark rooms. Oh, it must be him.
She was so convinced that she gave him not only her social security number, but bank account details, her driver's license. So the police are investigating, but so far they're not really making much headway.
How old?
62.
Oh,
I was off by a year. I knew it.
He's also...
Look, there's stupid people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s as well, but I just feel like that sounded like something that an old person would do.
Oh, my God.
Single, maybe just, you know, wanting some love or some kind of connection, and what are the odds? Aaron Rodgers has found interest in me. 62-year-old Bertha.
I mean, you know, we're not going to knock an age difference between us, Steve Migs. I mean, my husband's quite a bit older than me, and your wife's quite a bit younger than you. I mean,
right.
People find love.
And she really is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
It's pretty fantastic. So they don't know how much exactly she lost in total, but they told her, change your passwords, freeze, you know, do all this kind of stuff.
Here's a question.
Freeze your accounts.
At what point, I got to imagine someone in her family, if she said, hey, I'm talking with Aaron Rodgers, somebody in her family is like, no, you're not. But of course, if somebody has their blinders on, they're like, nope, you're just a hater, you're just jealous, whatever it is, at what point do you just throw in the towel and say, I give up? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Let's just say, like, your mom, or, okay, your mom's married, obviously, but, like, let's just say your mom's single, and all of a sudden she's talking with Brett Favre or something. I don't know. You know, it's like, yes, this is definitely him. He's wearing Wranglers in the picture and all this stuff. And you're like, I know it's not him. Do you ever just throw in the towel and say, nope, she's going to have to just learn on her own?
I mean, I'd hate to be in that situation where you have to watch somebody fall on their face in that way, especially
right.
when money is involved. But sometimes you just, you know, you can't fix stupid.
That's true.
It's very true. You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Please do give us a follow on social media at Daily Migs. There is a new trailer out right now for a new James Bond movie called Bond 26. Have you seen this?
I have. Talk about getting duped.
So it's that Henry Cavill.
Mm-hmm. Superman.
And Margot Robbie, who everybody loves, obviously, in this movie. But there's an issue with the trailer. It's completely fake.
Have you watched the trailer?
Yes.
It looks phenomenal.
And we were talking about this morning. The AI, like, I don't know. I look at everything with two lenses now. Like, is this real or is this AI? Every photo, every video. Because it's so good now that I feel like I've been tricked more than once.
And it's getting better quicker and quicker. And we joked about this even last year when, like, oh, look at the AI. You could still kind of tell, like, the hands look weird or this looks strange. But they're dialing that stuff in. I mean, it's just getting scary because this trailer looks like a legitimate James Bond trailer. It's got Henry Cavill or Cavill in it. And then you find out, nope, this is all done with artificial intelligence.
And we have the fake Bond trailer here.
Hello, James Bond. We are not like the others. We can have much more than anyone else. The problem is that the world is too small for both of us.
I just want to remind you that I never miss.
And you know what the funny part is? Now people are demanding that Henry becomes the new James Bond.
And oh, really?
They already have somebody, I think, in mind. There's rumors of somebody else that's going to replace Daniel Craig. But because of this trailer, what if eventually he becomes James Bond and it's all because of artificial intelligence?
That would be pretty... He would have to be thankful to all the robots.
AI freaks me out, man. Like, you remember during Seattle Rock Day, I went on that one website and was able to create a song within seconds?
Oh, boy.
With artificial intelligence?
Yes.
Well, I decided to do it again.
Oh, God.
What's the song?
It's about Danny V and how he screwed me at Beat Mig.
Is it?
What? Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Let's see if AI can put together a song quickly. So while we were playing that song, and before we came back for this break, I just said, hey, can you write a song about how Danny V screwed Steve Miggs and beat Miggs?
It's not emo. I'm walking out of the room.
Oh, I don't know if it is.
Oh.
But are you ready?
I'm ready.
Again, I didn't give him much direction. And this is all just done, like, within seconds with artificial intelligence.
And we did a trivia showdown. Danny V against Steve Miggs feels like a ride. But Danny, oh Danny, he screwed poor Steve over. Now he's feeling dead like dead, and then his name's a supernova. You're just a dog, Danny, with your geeky glasses on, thinking you're the king, but it won't be long.
Nope.
Steve Miggs won't take it, he won't let you win, cause he's got the heart to drive deep within.
He's got the heart to what?
The drive.
Oh, the drive. Yeah. Deep with it. That is deep.
That might not have been their best effort.
I think you deserve to lose still after that one.
I could write an emo song about how Danny sucks.
Yeah.
These get cranked out in what, less than 30 seconds?
I'd say about 30 seconds. Yeah, like, what would you want me to say about Danny V?
Mm.
Oh, I don't know that I like his nail polish.
Thank you.
Don't give him compliments in this song.
I changed it. Stupid nail polish.
Okay, you got to go to Sarah for the hate.
Sarah, what do you want me to say that makes him...
Taryn's a nice
He's
person.
The worst. His pants are really tight. He has mediocre hair.
Wow. You guys are just bashing my dude.
Yeah, see?
We could go on and on, Steve and I.
I love you, Danny.
All right.
Thank you.
Typed it all in. I just hit create within seconds. we will have a song about Danny V, which is so stupid.
Well, I hope at some point we get to listen to it.
If we're lucky, right?
If we're so blessed. Well, Rockaholics, we know that you're a massive fan of music, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we ask for you to prove it. And if you do, you could win tickets to Kaleo at Rendlinger Farms. Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out, you're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny is gonna play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we're playing for tickets to Kaleo at Rendlinger Farms on June 26th. Hello, Katie and Stanwood. You are this morning's contestant.
Hello.
Hello. So you've got to get both of these clips right to win. That first clip, you're going to be on your own. The second one, and this is where you can get shook, a member of our show at random must get it right for you. And if not, you will lose and we'll have to give those tickets to caller number 9. So let's see who you are playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
Okay, past me. Now on Sarah. It looks like it's going to land on me again. I'm on fire right now. Me and you, Katie, we're going to win these tickets.
Let's do it.
All right, Katie, here is your clip.
Oh, gosh.
We can play it again.
Please.
We can also have...
Oh, Beastie Boys. You better fight. You got to fight for your right.
Yeah.
To party. Fight. Fight. Yes. Right. I was trying to think of a hint. I was like, it's about battling for an opportunity for a good time.
That's great.
The animal guys.
Also, Katie, way to represent Stanwood.
Yes.
All right, Steve Miggs, are you ready for your clip?
All right, no pressure. Oh, Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Let's hear it one more time for funsies. Fly away.
Congratulations, Katie. You are going to see Kaleo at Rendlinger Farms on June 26th.
Yes. Thank you.
Hell yeah, Katie. You rock. Thanks a lot. And we're sorry that you live near Tarrandale.
Wow. It's amazing.
I'm sorry. That came out loud.
We call it the promised land, right, Katie?
Heck yeah.
Katie, what do you do for fun in Stanwood? Because we've learned about Tarrandale, the fun things that she does, like growing asparagus this morning.
Oh, well, you want to know what? I'm actually sitting at Soggy Bottoms right now playing this game.
I love Soggy Bottoms. That's where I do all my garden shopping.
The best, but they're closing.
Don't break my heart like this.
Yes, they are.
Are you kidding me?
Time out. Is Soggy Bottoms a bar?
Soggy Bottoms is like a garden store, but it's at their home. It's a husband and wife that have had
this
incredible garden space for years.
Yes.
That's where I get my Mother's Day hanging baskets.
That's where I get all my stuff.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that they're closing up. They are wonderful people.
I know. It is sad.
Oh, well, rock on, Katie and Stanwood, and long live Soggy Bottoms.
Oh, what a great name for a place. Yes. That could be so many things. It could be a bar. It could be a daycare.
Yeah?
Soggy Bottoms.
Could be a certain type of gentleman's club.
Oh, Lord.
I would not go to that club.
No.
I don't think I would want to go to that place.
However, when you said it was a bar, I was like, oh, why haven't Steve and I gone drinking there?
I was like, can I get a t-shirt? I want a Soggy Bottoms t-shirt.
Rockaholics, have we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about?
Soggy Bottoms up, boys.
Yeah. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Bad Wolves.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, all morning long, We have received your text messages. We have received your phone calls. We haven't yet had a chance to get to everyone, but that time is now. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by the Law Tigers. We want to talk to you, so give us a call. Chime in on anything we've hit on. 206-803-ROCK. Anything that is on your mind. Juan in Lakewood, you made it to a Mariners game this week. How was it?
It was awesome.
And they won. And they won the game.
Yeah, they won. They flipped the Reds.
The Reds.
But I've never gone to a weekday game. And it was awesome.
It's a little less crazy than a weekend game, that's for sure.
Yeah, because you didn't wait in line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You didn't wait in line for beer, for drinks, for, you know, food, anything.
What was the best thing you ate?
Well, I didn't eat anything. I was there drinking. My wife had some food.
What was the best thing you drank then?
I love the Blue Moon.
Oh, okay. Nice. A little liquid diet at the Mariners game. You didn't even get a pretzel?
Yeah, but she did, actually. She did get a pretzel.
Did she dip it in mustard or cheese?
She does cheese. I like mustard.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Yeah, you should rethink this marriage.
That's my girl.
But I do have one complaint.
Uh-huh.
It's I like the game. I love the sport, whether it be football, basketball, or baseball. I like to watch the game. If I want to eat something fancy, I'll go to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you just want the basic, like hot dogs and burgers.
I want a hot dog bun with a weenie inside, a pack of mustard, and some of that fake onion.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Juan, you bring this up. Like, I do like some of the fun, random stuff that they have at the ball game or at Kraken games, but it always cracks me up when we go to a Kraken game. A little bit different than T-Mobile Park, but kind of similar vibe. Danny always just wants a hot dog or a sausage, you know, like a brat or something like that. And we always have to go on an adventure to find him one. I'm just like, it's so weird to me that it's easier for me to find some plant-based Korean barbecue bowl than it is for him to find a hot dog.
Literally on every corner, they have the impossible stuff at Climate Pledge. Yeah. And for me, they have one hot dog stand, and we're always on the opposite side of where that damn hot dog stand is.
We get our steps in trying to find Danny a hot dog every single time we go to a Kraken game.
So is the hot dog course one? And then do you have another snacky snack?
Yeah, well, or another meal. I mean, like this time I had a hot dog and a hamburger, and they were both delicious.
Wait, you said hamburger, no cheese?
Oh, well, it was a cheeseburger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow,
I know we are getting so literal here.
Lactose intolerant.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around with Tarano. T-Dog over here, make sure you have cheese on your hamburger.
Honestly, they had those smash burgers. And I know it's not actual smash burger, but
what is a smash burger?
It's a brand. It's like the really thin patties is what I consider them.
It's a brand.
Okay. Yeah, there's a whole thing.
I thought it was just the way that they made it. I thought they just smashed it into the grill.
I'm not going to lie. I thought the same thing.
I was like, oh, this is a thing now? Like, we just squeeze the ever-living life out of this burger, and that's a smash burger.
I've heard Ted Smith talk about them, too. I didn't know it was a brand. I thought it was a style of cooking your burger.
As far as I know, there's an actual chain called Smash Burger.
Mm.
But I know it as the real same as you guys. Like, I know it as the style of cooking where they're just like really thin and they smash them, but they're so good. Like that thin little crispiness they get to it. Ah, and that's the kind they had at Climate Pledge, and they were delicious.
Yeah. It's just like a Dick's burger, really. Mm. Smash down.
Sure.
I was gonna say more like
an In-N-Out burger, which is way more delicious.
And that's the thing. I do like In-N-Out.
Thank you.
Just Dick's is way better.
So you want to know, hey, Steve, what are your thoughts on the Coyotes moving to Salt Lake City? You know, I feel bad for the five or six fans in Arizona that were going to be sad. I do. Like, that sucks.
Because they were playing at that small...
They were playing everywhere.
Arena.
They were playing at the Mullet around. Arena, which is their college hockey team's arena, actually, where Joey DeCord... They call it the house that Joey DeCord built, some people. Mm. Because it was because of him and his great goaltending that kind of helped propel the Arizona State University to where it's at. Where they could get a brand new arena. But I feel like it was just between the lack of support from the government, the city, the league, the fans, it just felt like it was just a downhill. It was an uphill battle for Arizona to keep a team, which sucked because I went to a game when I was in Arizona and it was a blast.
And did you go in one of the smaller spaces?
It wasn't like the college arena. I think it was in Glendale. I can't remember where it was.
How long have they been making these considerations? How long has it been in talks?
There was I can't remember how long ago, but maybe 7 or 8 years ago, there was talks of them moving to Seattle.
Oh, okay.
There was the rumors of the Coyotes moving to Seattle, become Seattle's team, and that didn't happen. And thankfully, I mean, I don't know if we want that, the bad history that it seems like this poor team has, but it never worked out. I mean, I'm curious to see how Salt Lake City will do. I mean, it's an interesting place to pick. I would have never guessed that they would go with Utah, but I know they have a decent hockey program there. So, I mean, a lot of people didn't think Seattle would be a good place, and we proved them wrong. Even with a losing team.
Even this year.
Even with a losing team. But you know what? Go Kraken tonight. They're taking on the Minnesota Wild. Let's end on a high note.
I like that idea. Rockaholic, something that has led to many arguments on a plane is finally being phased out. What is it? We're going to tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Airline experts are reportedly saying in an article that reclining seats on airplanes is in the process of being phased out for good. And this is just economy class.
I thought that this was happening over the last year or so, to be honest with you. Whenever we travel, because I'm an economy class kind of guy, keeping it real with everybody, and I can't afford anything better. But I noticed that no one's reclining their seats like they used to. And a few times, I usually don't recline my seat. And if I do, it's just a little bit because I don't want to be that person that, you know, just lands on somebody's knees. And I noticed I can't. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if they just kind of put like a little stopper on those things now.
I don't recline mine either.
Yeah.
But you're a plain sleeper, yeah? Do you feel like it helps at all to recline those couple of inches or not so much?
Not enough to make it worth being an inconvenience to the person behind me. We have these arguments all the time. People are like, I pay for my seat. I can do what I want. Which I'm like, well, also the person behind you, like, a little respect for them as well. A little personal space give them. You know, this sucks to be on this plane for all of us. By not reclining by a couple of inches will make somebody's experience better. I'm a giver.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. They're saying this
I'm very
also
charitable, clearly.
This may also help things like spilled drinks and broken electronics. Have you ever had someone's seat reclining do that for you? A spilled drink or a damaged electronic?
No, but this will definitely, for me, help stop arguments. Because there was once a time where I was a little too, the East Coast side of me was still around. Like, I was a little too aggro on a plane. I would always hate it when somebody would fully recline, and, you know, I'm 6'3", and it sucks. And I get it. Like, you know, we all got all paid for our ticket. But, like, this person in front of me, my wife would always laugh at me, too. Like, she would just watch me. Because as soon as I would sit down, I'd almost create, like, a barrier. Like, I'd keep my hands there when we take off. And as soon as you know you can recline your seat, I'd almost, like, keep it there so they can't. And usually the person in front of me would kind of get the hint, like, oh, they would probably think my knees are up against it, but I'm just holding it. But my knees are up against it. But I remember one woman, she just kept banging it back, banging it back, banging it back. And then she finally turns around and looks at me and is like, can you stop whatever you're doing? I'm trying to recline my seat. And I'm like, no, I don't want you to recline your seat. She's like, I paid for this seat. I'm like, I paid for mine. And now we're having this stupid argument. I'm not like yelling or anything like that, but she was livid because I didn't want to give her the space to go back.
Was this was probably before the time that someone would have whipped out a cell phone and started recording.
Yeah, I don't think cell phones, I mean, people had cell phones, but I don't think it was a thing at that time. Like, oh, let me record. Most people had like flip phones and things along those lines.
So are you a window seat guy then?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I hate. What are you?
Well, I mean, I prefer the window seat.
Well, some people prefer the aisle.
Yeah. When I was pregnant,
like your dad, I remember one time he booked a flight for us, and he's like, "Oh, I got you that aisle seat." And I'm like, "I don't want the aisle seat." And he's like, "Oh, I thought he just assumed everybody loves the aisle seat because he goes to the bathroom a lot." And I'm like, "No, I want to fall asleep, and I don't want people climbing over me to get to the bathroom."
When I was pregnant, I did the aisle seat because I knew I was going to be up going to the bathroom or like walk in because my ankles were getting all swollen. So that was the only time I specifically sought out the aisle seat.
Steve, I'm surprised you don't like the aisle because you're tall.
Yeah. To what? To put my legs out?
Yeah.
Get hit with the cart.
Then you get hit with the cart because I'm going to fall asleep.
Well, I mean, you can trip people, that's fine, but don't get hit with the cart. But yeah, I mean, because my husband like loves the aisle seat and we always argue about it because I love the window seat. So then one of us has to cave.
Oh, you don't just put a stranger in between you?
That would be so annoying for that stranger because I'd be like, babe, hold my hand.
You're reaching over them to hold hands and he's like, you know, we can switch seats. No, I like the aisle seat. He likes the window.
Yeah.
We'll just rest our hands in your lap.
This is a stranger. You problem, sir.
A restaurant has come up with a brilliant way to get you to put your cell phone away by getting you drunk. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Sorry.
I was just going to say hi, Ryan.
I got
Gassel.
Too excited to tell everyone about Palace Law. It was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Patrick Powers.
Palace?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we didn't get him anything.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you get him?
Socks.
I got him a nice Facebook post on his Facebook page.
Well, that was nice of you. How would we remember anyone's birthday if it wasn't for Facebook?
You know what my birthday is?
Oh my gosh, it's...
July 4th.
No, isn't it coming up? It's 4:20.
It's on Sunday.
4:21.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Yeah. Duh.
Hey, they're doing a whole walk at Gasworks Park for you.
I heard.
It's Ryan Castle's walk. Now it's Walk MS, but you're gonna be there, right?
You got married on July 4th.
July 3rd.
Yeah, I'm so close.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the only person in this room that will remember that this year.
I don't know why. Why do I remember that day, not your birthday, and I was still off by a day. This is one of those
close enough.
The Mariners did not have one of those nights last night or one of those days yesterday because they played in the day and they won. They swept the Reds, beating them 5-1. Finally, the Mariners look like a decent team. Now we'll have to see how they do against the Colorado Rockies. They play them next, and that game, their series starts tomorrow.
Let's go, Mariners. There's a restaurant in Italy that's trying something cool and new. They're going to give you a free bottle of wine when you walk in if you give up your phone.
Done.
No strings attached, and the response from their diners has been very positive. Duh, I'm in.
I kind of want them to do that at concerts. Like, what if they said, hey, give us your phone and we'll give you, like, a cheap t-shirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Or a bottle of Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah.
Sounds good as well. Some Four Loko. Let's go crazy. Hey, the Seahawks are about to get crazy. The season's getting closer and closer. Well, the draft is right around the corner. Leonard Williams, he was one of the big signings that happened in the offseason. They traded for him last year. They kept him on the team. He's a great player. Had a big press conference yesterday talking about why he wanted to stay with the Seahawks. Of course, number one would be lots and lots of money, which is what he got, but also the opportunity to play for such a defensive-minded coach in Mike McDonald.
I just love that he's a defensive-minded coach. I mean, he clearly had the top defense in the NFL last year, and playing for a defensive head coach really excites me.
I mean, of course it would excite you. You play on the defense, so it makes all the sense in the world.
You know who else loves a strong D?
Me!
I think everyone in the room was like, how do we tactfully say Sarah?
I just posed the question. I didn't say anything.
We learned this morning that Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers Band, the singer, songwriter, and guitarist, passed away this morning at the age of 80. This was the first song my son heard when he was born in the hospital.
Why? How do you remember that?
Because I'm a weirdo. I think Brad panicked and was like, this is the moment I have to sing my son a song. And he started singing Ramblin' Man in his ear. I'm like, this is where you go?
Well, at least it's not Tenacious D.
Could have been, do you know where you are?
But apparently...
You're in the jungle, baby.
Dickie Betts had been battling cancer and COPD. I think in 2018 he had a stroke, so I think he'd been battling some stuff for a while. Hadn't been performing live in a bit, I believe.
RIP.
Yeah, RIP for sure.
Hey, Kraken playing tonight. Final game of the season. Do you think they're going to end it on a 5-game losing streak?
Wait, they're not in the playoffs.
That's cute.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, they released the entire season.
Just release them to the offseason, please.
Well, they played a Minnesota Wild. Let's hope they end on a win. You know what? 3 years down.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's just nice to have a hockey team.
I think the last time they won was with the game I went to in January.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to go to more games at Ryan
Castle. Get this man season tickets next year.
It's my fault. I apologize.
The weather, we're going to hit a high of 62. It's going to be sunny today. The DMD is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.